And this week's interview is with Olaf Thorsen of the band Vision Divine. Vision Divine, of course, releasing a new album coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And I have to say, Olaf, that this album, in my opinion, is probably the best album you guys have ever put out. I really enjoyed it. And just about 5 minutes ago, I just listened to it. So, Olaf, this album has really exceeded my expectations. And talk a bit about this record. Tell everybody what's going on with the band right now, and just talk about the new album in general.
Well, thanks a lot about the compliment. Of course, we all really appreciate what the many feedbacks we are receiving about this album, which are very positive so far. Unfortunately, I would say that one of the reasons why this new album sounds so much better than the predecessor, the one before, the 9 degrees west of the moon, is mostly due to the production of the album, which made it sound much, much better than the previous one. I'm not talking only about the quality of the sound, but also of the quality of the production, intended also as an artist production, because unfortunately the producer we had for the previous album was not really into the mood when we did it, so I'm not here to complain about the past, of course, but I guess this is also one of the reasons why. Talking about this new album, we are very, very happy about the result, and as I said since the very first about the songs which we wrote, this album is special to us because we really spent more than 1 year working on this. So I think the big difference from this and all the other ones is that 1 year is quite a lot in terms of the life of a band. But we didn't want this to be just the seventh album from the band. We wanted this to be a new chapter for the band, which could reach as many people as possible. And we wanted to be no doubt about the fact that the band is not just trying to survive, but is still trying to improve.
Now, I have a new album, obviously, and the title of the album is Destination to Nowhere. And, Olaf, what is this album about? I do know it's a concept record from what I've read in a press release, and it's about a guy that journeys into space. And go into a little more detail about what this album's about.
Yeah, this is the very first album for me in which I try to talk about something which is not taken from history, philosophy, or, so to say, in a generic way, fantasy. This album starts from the real problems which we are, I guess, all living nowadays, connected with politics, economics, and so on. In this album, basically, the main character, the guy who makes the ship and decides to leave the Earth, could be myself, because I'm so sick of the politicians, of the laws, of the economic troubles we are having these days, that if I had the money and if we had the technology, I would definitely make a ship and leave this Earth to the politician and everybody who feel like fighting, lying, making wars for this all. I really don't care. So I took inspiration from something real to create another story. And as you say, that this is the story of some people which, exactly like me, are sick of the situation, and they decide to leave Earth and try searching for a new planet where they could start everything again from zero.
Now, you mentioned the production before, and, you know, I do think that this album sounds very good production-wise, but the one thing that really grabs me, production is almost secondary for me. It's what kind of songs you write, and I think the songwriting has improved drastically. And then, of course, you ended up getting Fabio Leone back into this band recently, which I'm sure may have helped. And talk about getting Fabio back in the band, and talk about the improvement in the songwriting that has happened on this record.
Well, Fabio is such a good friend of mine since almost 20 years now. We were really kids that I think for me it's really difficult not to say anything but good about him. I highly esteem him as a friend, as a singer, and Vision Divine actually started together with me and Fabio in the band back in the 98, so I think this is the sound which belongs to this band. during the years, we had to change our lineup because of the, I guess, well-known troubles he had with Magic Circle management. Mm-hmm. There was like a parenthesis, so to say, but even back then, I always said that Fabio was like one of the family, so if one day there could have been the chance, he would have been more than welcome back. And that's how it happened, and I actually believe this album is the final step as a family, as a band, to show, to demonstrate that we are still here and we are still here to do something really good, mm-hmm. as good as possible, of course, as we can.
Olaf, I've been a follower of yours for quite some time, and I remember the Labyrinth album. I remember the first album came out, I think it was 97, 96, 97, somewhere around there. And I remember the first Vision Divine album. In fact, you had a pretty funny cover of the Final Countdown by Europe at the end, if I recall.
You know the story of that song? That was quite a joke.
Really?
We didn't expect it to be in the album. Yeah, we finished the recording someday earlier than supposed to, and then we had some free days, so we were just jamming in the studio, and the guy was having fun, was recording us. And then in the end we found the cover into the album, but that was absolutely not supposed to be there.
He got back together with Labyrinth and recorded the album Return to Heaven Denied Part 2, and I wonder, my curiosity is, why did you decide to get back together with that band and record that album?
Yeah, well, the Return to Heaven Denied Part 2 was like a challenge to me, because that basically was the album I would have liked to be released back then after the Sons of Thunder album. So when I decided to leave the band because of the musical differences we had, it always turned into my head like a bug. I thought that one day, sooner or later, I would have released the album. Of course, it was not all written back then, but when we started talking about this possibility, about doing this reunion, then my idea was clear. I wanted this album to be out, just to, mostly for myself, and mostly for the people who often, over the years, were asking me and were talking to me about Return to Heaven Denied, the first part. So that's the album. That was what Labyrinth was supposed to be when I was still into the band back then. Then, of course, during the years, we took different paths, but I never complain about the the time when it's passing. So I think nowadays Labyrinth are taking a decision about what to do in the future, because it's clear that I would never release Return to Heaven Denied Part 3.
Yeah, I remember first hearing about Labyrinth when, in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, when heavy metal was really not that big, but, you know, it started making a comeback, and when it came back, bands like yourself and Rhapsody and some of these other bands, you know, from Italy, then of course you had a lot from Europe coming out, but, you know, talk about what it was like to come up through that scene where you guys started making a comeback and heavy metal started coming back.
Well, what do you mean with comeback? Because the comeback is something that most of the times people perceive it like a comeback, yeah. Because of the choices we made took us elsewhere, but actually I never feel anything like a comeback, because all of the guys involved in the band you mentioned that have always been very busy making music, doing tours, so it's always difficult for me to see things like a sort of comeback. The only comeback I see is the rejoining the band, the Labyrinth, and releasing this album we did a couple of years ago. But besides that, we all had our lives, and we did the music we liked was the most important. So to me, everything's always been really fine.
Now, after doing this for such a long time, Olaf, everybody may or may not know, the music business is very tough, and it's a very difficult thing, especially for a band of like Vision Divine, who's not really quite that big. And, you know, the business is brutal. And what keeps you doing this? What keeps you moving along and wanting to still record these albums and tour?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer, because I always consider music, the music I do, of course, like something I cannot calculate. So I always say that to me, music is something I do and I will do only until and as long I will have fun doing it. And we never calculate, like, okay, let's do a power metal album or let's do a progressive album. I'm used to play, to write the music I feel, and to me, music is really a way of living. So, I've been often asked about if there's a way to write some kind of music or whatever, but I really have no secrets or no special stories to tell about, because music is just my way of being. So I'm sorry, I cannot be more precise about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had a pretty good music career, which I'm sure a lot of people would love to have that. And there's quite a few people that really, really dig you as a musician and have been really influenced by you. And what are some of your accomplishments, and what are some of the things that you're the most proud of?
Well, it's very difficult. I think that beside the last moment, the latest moment like this one, where everybody's always proud about the very last thing you do, but I think none of five should ever forget the very first moment we had the chance to do our very first album. I mean, when I go back then with my mind and I try to recall the memories, the feelings I had back then, I find it really sort of romantic, you know, because I had no idea about the new business, I had no idea about magazines, about reviews of the albums. I was just a teenager, and I was very happy because, incredibly, somebody told me and gave me the chance to record an album. So I will always keep that as my very first and most important experience in life as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously, there's your musical influences out there, but, you know, if I were to pick up your iPod and put the headphones into my ears, what would I be hearing from Olaf Thorsen? What would I hear from you, and what would I be listening to?
It's very difficult, because if I think from what I started, as you started the question, I mean, if I should start from what my influences were, and I think of what do I listen now, it's completely different somehow. It's not even different, it's more complete. First of all, I still listen to the main band, which I always listen along the year. So my favorite bands are, and still are, Faith Warning, Creator, Testament, and most of the music I was listening to and I still listen to is thrash metal. So that may sound a bit surprising to somebody, but I'm also more into the thrash metal, from the old one from the Bay Area, so to say. But of course, along the years, I got involved mostly with classical music. So I would say when I don't listen to heavy metal, I definitely listen to classical music. I find it really relaxing, and actually, I'm so busy with music in terms of rock. When I don't play, or when I don't tour, or when I don't practice, I'm anyway teaching music. So I find rock a bit stressy after some time, and that's why I usually enjoy some classical music.
Well, I find that really surprising, actually. You know, most of these people from Italy, most of these bands from Italy, when you hear them, especially the metal bands that play the same style you do, they're really big on the European power metal scene. I think you're the first guy out of all these musicians that's huge on the big Bay Area thrash scene.
So, I think I've been the hugest fan, at least from outside of the USA, because back then I built albums that people really didn't even know about. In the years I was really less than a teenager, but I was already ordering and discovering any possible Bay Area thrash metal band from your country, because back then I found them really amazing. The innovation they brought was so strong. Nowadays we are, of course, used to listen to everything everywhere at any moment, just opening YouTube, but In the mid 80s, I tell you, I mean, I was maybe not even 14. I started really, really a kid, thanks to my cousin, listening to this kind of music. But I had the chance to discover the footsteps from heavy metal changing into what is nowadays. And I still remember I bought my first Morbid Angel, that's an Elders of Madness album, but that was kind of extreme, of course, for my expectations. But the Bay Area still remains one of the strongest moments of metal. I think so, and I will always think so.
Now you did mention before that you were a huge Bay Area thrash scene, obviously, and you talked about Forbidden as well. You know, when I asked you earlier before the interview of the band Forbidden, and my question for you is this: because most people, when they look at the Bay Area scene, they're thinking Metallica and Testament and Exodus and some of these other bands, but Forbidden is one of those bands that you just don't hear that often, even though they were such a, in my opinion, a really good band. And what is it about Forbidden that really grabbed you, and what was it about this band? What is it about this band you really like?
I was amazed. I'm still amazed. Last year I played in Prop Power USA with Labyrinth, and I had the luck of playing right before them. So when I ended my show, it was time to for Forbidden to jump on stage, and I attended the show from the side of the stage, and I was in this. How can I explain? It's difficult, but then, you know, the main bands were Megadeth, Metallica, and really cool, of course. But when I listened to this band for the very first time, I say, wow, there was something wrong with this band, so to say, because they were very heavy, very trash, but at the same time, A.O.B., of course, but at the same time, very technical, and it's when I actually started to think that you'd be aggressive but melodic at the same time. So the definitely, Forbidden has been one of those bands that really changed my view of heavy metal.
Well, I'll tell you what, I really like the band Forbidden, actually. I really love the new album, and I don't know if you've checked out the newest album, The Omega Wave, but in my opinion, it was one of my favorite releases of 2010. I thought the album was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I love everything from them. Even those albums like Green, which back then were not really... didn't have much success back then, but when I listen to two albums like Green nowadays, and we all know what's going on with the music, I mean, the changes which were about to come, I also understand that every band, sooner or later, feel the need of trying to change. I mean, you cannot ask a band, unless it's called AC/DC, you cannot ask a band to stay the same for 25, 30 years in a row. I mean, that would be a torture, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great that you really like this band, because they're one of my favorites, too, and many people...
Well, my favorite bands were... I didn't know them, because here in Italy, when I mentioned them, nobody actually ever heard of them, but besides Forbidden, the other band I was completely in love with, the Mordred. I completely freaked out when I bought it. I mean, I was ordering things like a freak. I told you I was a freaky teenager, and when I got this Fool's Game, I was completely out of my mind. That album was so impressive, and the album, the one after, was that was a bit strange. I agree with some DJ set on that, but those guys were amazing back then.
Prog Power USA is definitely, probably in my opinion, the best festival coming out of here in the States, and you get to see and hear so many unique bands and so many great bands that most people would never get to see or that don't even play here. And you've obviously have played the Prog Power Festival before, and for you to come to the U.S. and play and to be able to play that festival, what was it like for you? What's the U.S. crowd like for you? And just talk in general about being able to come over here and play on Prog Power USA.
For us to play in the U.S. is not easy. It's not easy at all. I often hear people saying that metal is coming back in the USA, but actually, at the moment, it's not that easy to... Most of it is not easy to find good contacts in order to start trying to put in the basis for some possible tour. If I had the chance, I would definitely like, because USA are probably the only country missing to us as a band. So if I had any chance, I would definitely jump into an airplane and come. But so far, it's not that easy as it would seem and as it would like.
Well, Olaf, probably one of the most difficult parts of the interview is the end, and many people have difficulty with this question, but I'm going to ask you, do you have any last words you'd like to say to the fans out there who are going to be listening to this interview, and any last words for any of the fans here in the U.S.?
That's the most horrible question, because I never know what to say in the end of an interview. I may only say thanks a lot for this nice talk. I really liked some of the questions you made. They were pretty ordinary, and that helped me a lot not to have a boring interview. I don't know, you know, to the people who may read us from the USA, I know that also Italian heavy metal is starting to quite a good base over there. I mean, I know many people are talking. There's a good buzz in the forums and so on. So I'll invite people who still don't know us to maybe give us one chance with listening to something. And if I may suggest, I would definitely suggest to try to listen to one of the first songs taken from this last album, which, in my opinion, is so far the best one we ever released.
Well, I would agree with you. Again, I think, you know, following you for the length of time that I have, I would tell you that I think this is one of the best records you've ever put out as well. So I think it's very, very good.
I think so. Many people still mention, as you did, that very first one, Vision Divine, which I still loved it, of course, but I would think that the album typical from the ending of the 90s, if I would release exactly the same kind of album nowadays in 2012, that would be kind of weird, how can I say, because thanks God music evolves, and I'm happy to see that in 2012 Vision Divine evolved together with music.